Good morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M, and it's Moffy with you this morning. Look, this has been an ongoing problem, and it's really just ramping up even more now to a point of great concern. I'm talking about waste on the Coffs Coast. And to talk more about it, Councillor Sally Townley joins us on the line. Sally, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Moffy. How are you going?
Very well. Look, this is not a good news story when it comes to waste on the Coffs Coast.
No, look, it's really not. There's quite a few issues that are now working together to push us into a very serious situation. But the most recent development is that the state government has changed the rules around how our waste can be used, in particular the mixed waste organic output, which is basically the red bin sort of squashed together with the green bin, which previously was allowed to be used as almost like a fertilizer on farms and mine site rehabilitation. That's no longer allowed. So we've set up our whole processing plant based on that theory, and now that theory doesn't exist.
We've got this problem now where we're shipping our waste to Tamworth. The New South Wales government stepped in with the first phase of the package, which has now ended as of, 1st of May. So it's going to be costing us $270,000 a month to get rid of the waste.
Yeah, look, that's right. And it adds up to over $3 million a year. And I don't think that Coffs Council and even its partner councils, Nambucca and Bellingen, we can't solve this problem by ourselves. We actually need state government to support, because now what's required is a massive investment in infrastructure to, you know, change the way we process waste, to focus more on resource recovery rather than just burying the rubbish. It's not fair that this burden should sort of fall upon the ratepayers of the three councils. We actually need to really modernise how we look at it, and I don't believe that we can do that without help from other levels of government.
What do you think the solution is, Sally?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of technological solutions out there. We've got, you know, there's all kinds of like plastic conversion technology. There's a whole range of ways that we could be, you know, effectively mining the rubbish for resource and recover and reuse. But none of it's cheap. It all requires big sort of purpose-built infrastructure. You know, we're talking tens of millions of dollars. So essentially, that's the first thing that's needed, is a plan how we can sort of differentiate those waste streams, and then, you know, infrastructure to do that.
Have you had any response at all?
From other levels of government? No, look, not yet, but I mean, I'm hopeful.
All right, well, look, we'll keep pushing at this, and hopefully we can see something about it. I mean, not only if we had a facility that could be built to look at this into the future, I mean, that would be jobs as well.
Oh, yeah, look, I mean, it would be a massive boon for jobs, and I think it's exactly, you know, the time couldn't be better now to drive infrastructure investment, post-COVID recovery, job creation, solving our waste problem. You know, we actually don't really have a choice.
All right, Sally. Hey, thanks so much for having a chat this morning. We'll keep following this one.
Thank you. Cheers, Moffy. Bye.
Councillor Sally Townley with us this morning. It is a massive problem, and we need a solution to fix this up. And it goes far beyond just our council or the other councils around the state. It's something I think state government needs to also have a look at as well. This is Triple M.